A new podcast where we talk about the latest achievements in tech and what they are all about from a juvenile. Right now, we're talking about the recently released iPhone SE 2nd generation. First, we will talk a bit about its predecessor, the iPhone SE 1st generation. The iPhone SE 1 had been released on March 20th, 2016, to be one of the most critically acclaimed tech products for the time. It has an iPhone 5S body with the Apple ARM A9 chipset from the iPhone 6S series of phones. It had been released in the colors from the 5S with a new color, which was rose gold, also introduced with the 6S series of phones. Back to the topic at hand, the SE2 starts at $399 for the 64GB model, $449 for the 128GB model, and $549 for the 256GB model. It comes in three colors, which is white, black, and product red, in which they will now be donating to fight the current pandemic. The phone shares a similar design from the iPhone 8 from 2017, and has the Apple ARM A13 Bionic chipset from the iPhone 11 series of phones that came out in 2019. Sure, it may be a dated design in comparison to the constantly evolving high-end iPhones, but it has good performance and would feel familiar to people who have daily driven an iPhone 6S, 7, and 8, with the home button and big bezels. Except not every phone is perfect, so I will be talking about some of the SE2's shortcomings. 1. It is not very original of a phone, as it's basically a phone that has been made from spare parts Apple had been laying around. The closest new thing for the phone was the casing. But the thing is, they probably had some unprinted iPhone 8 cases and printed what the SE is supposed to say. So that is going to do it. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Maybe very short, but I'll see you.